A few months ago, I was over at Christian and Patrice Edwards' house, and we were having life group, and we decided to play a little basketball afterwards. And if you know Christian, he's like 6'9", you know. He's a basketball player. I don't know if he's 6'9", but he's tall. And so we were going to have a basketball game, and they said, "Joel, come play with us." And I was like, ugh. First of all, I'm at least five years older than the rest of them, and I hadn't played basketball in a decade. And I sprain my ankle every time I do. And so I'm thinking, all right, I'll play. Just take it easy. And so I go out there and warming up. And I actually made like 5 out of 7 shots in warm up, and I thought I should not play basketball more. And so time came for us to pick teams, and Christian was one captain. I can't remember who the other one was. And Christian, first out of the gate, says, "Joel, I'm taking you on my team." And I felt so good. I felt like, man, I must have really impressed Christian. My game must have been really. And so then he chose a couple other people. And what I realized, though, is that Christian wasn't choosing the best players. He was choosing the worst players. Because Christian is so good at basketball, to make it competitive for him, he needed to choose the worst people in order for us to have a good game. And what was my, you know, feeling of, wow, I was chosen, I was accepted, I was on this team, I was picked first, quickly became crushed into, I'm the worst player out here. This is kind of how God treats us. He picks us first, not because we're great, but because he knows he makes us better. He knows he calls us into something more. And let me tell you, I think we won. I can't remember. It was a few months ago. But I think we won because of Christian, not because of any of the rest of us.